the cow.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember which parts of a cow you might just, that couldn't be eaten by anybody at all, that might have to be thrown away?
It was very little, because even the entrails could be used, you know, for, now when we made sausage, mm-hmm. why, they used the entrails, they scrubbed them and scraped them and cleaned them good, mm-hmm. and that's how they used to make their sausage mm-hmm. with. And so there's very little bit on their feet, uh-huh. I would think they couldn't be used ever. Of a cow.
Well, could you make anything at all out of his tail? Use that? Or, I guess you'd throw his horns away, I guess.
I think you'd throw the horns away too, yes. And, well, I don't think they could use the tail for anything. Mm-hmm. Oxtail soup?
I guess, yeah. What other parts of the might have to be thrown away? Do you know which parts might be thrown away and not used at all?
They used the head.
Do you know what things might be made out of the head?
Hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm. What would that be exactly? Mm? What would that be exactly?
Well, they would boil the head, you know, to get it tender, mm-hmm. and then they would season it mm-hmm. and pat it down into loaves mm-hmm. and use it that way.
Mm-hmm. And. Did you ever make black pudding, or did you know black pudding, what that might be?
Out of the beef.
Uh-huh. So out of the beef, and sometimes...
No, I don't remember making black pudding.
Do you remember when the cows were out to pasture, how would you call them back in? What calls might you use to get them back?
Well, we just ride up near them, and they'd know to turn around and go back. And if we, as I say, if they, we had the dogs along, why, the dogs would go, and they would know to go back when the dogs got up near them.
Uh-huh. And did you ever have a call that you might use for a calf? If you wanted a calf to come to you, and maybe if it were by itself, what would you might say to it to get it to come? Do you remember calls you might use for horses or for chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
And what kind of place did you use to store corn on the farm?
Oh, we had a barn. Mm-hmm. That was about a block away from the house. Mm-hmm. And that's where they had the stables for the horse and the cows, milk cow, and mm-hmm. Store the corn and such as that in it.
How would you describe the building? How big was it?
Well, different people had different size buildings according to what they needed or could mm-hmm. afford to build. Uh-huh. Ours was quite large. Mm-hmm. And then we had a shed attached to that where they butchered the cows and then put them in the wagon mm-hmm. and on canvas and wrapped them up and left before daylight because it was 12 miles and they had to get in before the sun got too hot on it.
Yeah. And in a barn, where would you keep your hay? What part of the barn would you keep hay in?
What part of the barn would you keep what?
Keep hay in.
Hay?
Uh-huh.
Well, on one side of the barn, you just have that for the hay. And then, if you wanted something else on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, did you ever keep hay outside of the barn? Or, what would you call?
Anything.